This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hey there, cat lovers. Welcome to Nine Lives with Dr. Cat. I'm your host, Dr. Catherine Prim, and I'm a small animal veterinarian and crazy cat lover. Today, I have with me Erica Messer, and Erica is the owner of Wolfie's Wish, and we are going to talk with her today about pet loss grief, the importance of it, the importance of dealing with it, and helpful resources, I hope, for all of my listeners who have dealt with pet loss. So we'll be right back after a quick message to talk to Erica.
How many of you have pets? My hand's raised. Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life, and that pet is lucky to have you too. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. So we developed Bob's for Dogs and Cats to help pets in need. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear or fun, stylish apparel, or even the cutest Bob's pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love to help save shelter pets. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and raised over $7 million. So while you're getting style and comfort with features like Skechers' famous memory foam cushioning, you're also helping to save an adorable pet in need and helping another lucky owner be connected with a future best friend and companion. Because happiness is having a loving pet by your side. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Nine Lives with Dr. Cat on Pet Life Radio. Today I have Erica Messer. Hi, Erica.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm glad to have you because you have a lot of interesting things to share, but I want to hear about Wolfie's Wish. Tell me about that.
Well, thank you. Yes, I was grieving the sudden and tragic loss of Wolfgang, also known as Wolfie. I couldn't find a lot of resources. I felt really overwhelmed. And so as I worked through my grief, I decided I would like to put together my own sources, my own resources, and build that out to try to make it more available for someone else to find the help that they need.
So tell us a little bit about Wolfie.
Oh, sure. Wolfie was a little maniac. He was a cat that I found and adopted during the pandemic, where we found each other, I should say. I like to think of it that way. The cat was into everything, including my paint supplies. And I just have tons of stories about him. He was the love of my life, honestly. And not because he was a maniac. I just loved everything about him. He was always making us laugh. And Wolfgang had a tragic ending and died really suddenly due to some unfortunate circumstances. And I was really left traumatized, honestly. So we had a very short time together. It was just a little over a year, but it was one of the most treasured relationships, and I'm including people that I will ever have. I mean, just, he's so special to me. Always will be.
Wow. Well, that is really kind of inspiring, because I think that me and all of my listeners understand about relationships, especially with cats. I mean, cats are special, and we definitely appreciate them here on Nine Lives. So talk to me a little bit about your feelings as you uncovered this loss and started to go through this journey.
Wow. Well, honestly, was really taken aback at how strong my grief was, because my brain knew what had happened and said, okay, I've got to accept this, you know, and kind of move on. But my feelings were totally different and didn't align with that. And so it was really my first time being struck with grief in a very acute way. And I didn't really know how to manage it, honestly. And I started to search for some books, maybe, on how does one heal? How does one get through such a loss and come out the other side okay, right? And honestly, I was really overwhelmed with all the books that I had available to me. I live in Munich, Germany, so we have a limited amount of, you know, English language books we can get. But I was willing to like FedEx anything. I just wanted some help. And ultimately, you know, we were still in the pandemic. Ultimately, I just had to kind of sit with myself and ask myself, okay, you got all these emotions going on. It makes total sense. What am I going to do about it? And I just kind of waited until some answers started coming. And just to segue into how these Wolfie's Wish cards evolved was I was sharing with my mother every day on the phone, you know, what I was doing that day and what I was going to focus on. And she said, why don't you write all this down and make, because I was actually looking, or had been looking for a card deck or something simple and digestible. So all of those feelings led to, I guess, solutions that worked for me. And then evolved from that became these Wolfie's Wish grieving card decks. And those you just read one a day. And it's just a tool or a practice or a tip to work through some of those emotions while remembering and focusing on the positive aspects, the joy you had, the special bond you had, and all of the good things that pets bring to our lives. And that was what led me out of the darkness. I mean, I feel like I walked through fire. If anyone who's lost a pet knows, it's not an easy thing, especially if it's, you know, your soul cat or your soul dog. And so that was really healing for me, actually, to go through that process and then share it with other people.
Well, I think that pet loss is a different kind of grief. I mean, I'm a veterinarian. I'm not a psychologist. However, I do deal with a lot of pet loss grief and pet loss. And I think it's different because pets depend on us. They are more like children than, you know, than other losses. Maybe we lose parents or whatever, but pet loss is different. And I think it hits us a little differently. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, I've grieved the loss of, you know, extended family members, people I didn't see all the time. My grandparents are in Canada. And this was really different because I actually don't have human children. I have fur babies. And I think that I actually ask a lot of people, do you feel this way? Is it just me? You know, and I do think it's complicated a little more when there are people that don't have children and they kind of replace some of those instincts with their pets. I think that kind of bond is stronger. But yeah, we're with our pets every day, right? We don't see our parents every day anymore. At least I don't. And so they really do. Our pets become our family, you know? And they don't judge us, and their love is amazing. They don't care what I look like. They don't care if I'm in a good mood. Our pets are just amazing creatures, and I will always treasure the relationship that I had with Wolfgang and all the things that he taught me.
Well, I agree. I've read a little bit about you, and this is my first time to talk with you, but I think that you are a very creative and artistic type of person. Do you think that sensitivity played any role in how the grief hit you?
Yes, 100%. So, Dr. Prim, I'm actually totally fine with people knowing that I'm treated for bipolar disorder. I also am a recovered alcoholic. So I have a lot of sensitivities if we want to lump it into that generalization. And when I reached out for professional help, it was to say, am I insane? Am I feeling the way I'm feeling because I have these, you know, emotional sensitivities or complex emotions? And actually the answer was no, you're normal. And I was floored. I could not believe. So I went, okay, so other people feel this way. It's not just me, because I was really sure it was me. And the pet loss counselor that I talked to assured me that we could deal with what was going on. We could work through it. And when I knew that, you know, I don't consider myself a normal person because of those things, but that normal people also feel these extremely intense feelings, that was the pivoting moment where I actually took my mom's advice and said, okay, I want to do something to help other people. Maybe, okay, let's try it. Let's see if we can get this deck and just whatever. Okay, I'm in. And so absolutely, I think that the sensitivities that I have, yeah, I'm an artist and musician too, but you know, we're all complex people. We all have the same emotions. And pet loss is something that I hope will one day be accepted to talk about and normalized in the grief. And I want to see people have time off from work and, you know, just change the conversations we're having about this really hard time that people go through.
Well, I agree. And I am a believer in there is really no normal, because people are just different and so vibrant. And that's what makes us special, I think. But Anyway, I get on my soapbox. So you said you made these cards are kind of like little daily just tidbits to help people. Which audience did you have in mind? I mean, just anyone suffering from pet loss or specifically children? Can you tell me about that a little bit?
Sure. Well, you know, once I distilled down a lot of ideas, I went to my mom and I said, okay, mom, dad, you guys read these. And sent, you know, had my husband read them and said, which ones are applicable to like most people? Because we all have our different belief systems. Are there some here that we think could apply to everyone? And so like, I wouldn't hand a deck to a child and say, here, read these. I would say, you know, I tell parents, like, read these with your kids and talk about remembering the joyful moments and what's your favorite memory you had with, you know, Fluffy. And what was that like? And how did that make you feel? And can you come back to that memory anytime you're feeling sad? And, you know, does it make your heart feel good? And so I think any of these cards can be conversation tools. But, you know, writing them for myself, I'm a middle-aged, you know, white woman. It was like, oh my gosh, I know not everyone is going to love these and that's okay. But there needs to be something else out there other than a long book, right? And I remember asking myself, like, oh my gosh, and I know some of these are good, but do I have to read the whole thing to feel better and know I'm going to be okay? And I just didn't have the capacity. So I think the cards are really for everyone. And I like to tell people, you know, if you pull a card, you can shuffle them, you can read them in order, whatever. But if it doesn't resonate with you, that's okay. Just shuffle it back in and maybe later it will. And so guilt is one of the topics that I find, you know, universal with people coping with pet loss. It's the coulda, shoulda, wouldas. And so one of the cards talks about, am I willing to let go of feeling guilty? You know, it's not serving me. And I think the back says, like, I did the best I could with what I had. And that's more than enough, right? None of us are perfect. So that's just kind of the, I guess, overall framework for how the cards are used.
Well, I'm just amazed. I love that you turned your grief into something that could help other people. I do want to take a quick break, though, and we'll come back with Erica because I want to find out more about what it's like to have a great idea to help people and then turn it into an actual startup. So we'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Nine Lives with Dr. Kat on Pet Life Radio. So we're finding out a lot of stuff from Erica Messer about Wolfie's Wish and some helpful cards to help pet owners or pet lovers deal with pet loss grief. So I want to find out from Erica what the journey was like to start her own company.
Thanks. Wow. Well, it's been a roller coaster and it's been really fun, actually. I really didn't know what I was getting into. And I knew that and made the decision to do it anyway, because I said, what do I have to lose? I mean, this is either going to work or it's not. And, you know, luckily, I have to say, with the internet today and all the resources we have, I was able to like fill in the blanks as I went. But I started out on GoFundMe with my friends and family and then moved over to Kickstarter. And both of those went well. My mom jokes that, you know, Wolfie's on the other side, kind of like pulling strings for us and guiding us along, because things have gone pretty smoothly. I'm a little scared to say, knock on wood, as far as, you know, designing them and producing them and budgeting. And I've also got a book called Tales of Spirit Cat, And that's an illustrated book written for adults, but kids find it hilarious. I read it to them in kindergarten, so we have a great time. And then now we've got some sympathy note cards for veterinarians and people in the industry that has a removable Wolfie's Wish card in it. So things just keep evolving, and it's been really a great ride so far. You know, we won an award at Super Zoo for best new product in the gift category. And that was my debut. I mean, I cried under the booth, and it's just been, it's been a joy to get emails from people that I don't know saying, you know, I love what you've done. And so it's like, there's no friction involved. It really feels like most of the time, if I'm just in the flow, things just keep working out. And so I'm just trying to stay, you know, stay in that place, knowing that any day things could change. And I'm okay with that. I'm so happy that we have, you know, these cards out, and the resources and community on Instagram. And just, I can't wait to see, you know, how big this is going to get. I have no idea, but I'm enjoying connecting with people that I would otherwise never connect with. And my family is 100% into this. It's all family run. My mom and I do most of the shipping and all of that ourselves. So it's brought my family closer too.
Well, I love it, because every week I have a comfort room in my practice where we have end of life visits and end of life consultations. Yeah. And you know, any resource is a helpful resource. People feel so guilty that they feel sad. And we've got to change that. Pets are so important, and they add so much to our lives. Of course we feel sad. And I'm glad that you're highlighting that it's okay and it's normal. And that's just part of loving them. I thank you for that.
Sure. Well, I thank you for what you do and for having a comfort room. I really hope that everyone can find a way, all the veterinarians can find a way to have something. I've heard of comfort carts and, you know, private rooms. And I just think that's wonderful, because it's a difficult thing to go through and have to transition back out into the real world right away. So thank you.
Well, it's part of my mission. It sounds like it's part of your mission too. And I'm so thrilled that you found this, because this probably helped you deal with your grief too. And that's a bonus.
It did. Absolutely. And it was something that it's something I still work on. I was a guest in a grief group last week, and we were talking about one of the cards, and I started crying. And, you know, it's okay. It's okay to cry. And I encourage people, like, don't fight it. Even if it comes up years later, don't fight it. It's just a little cry storm, and then it's gone. And so I think grief and dealing with it is a lifelong thing. And I've accepted that, yeah, I'm going to have my moments, and then I'm going to go back to, you know, being my new normal. So it has helped me a lot. And I think connecting with other people and making everyone understand that your grief is valid. You don't need to be ashamed of it. Not everyone's going to understand, and that's okay. Just find the people that do understand and hang out with them and connect with them.
Absolutely. You know what? That's a really, probably a great place to wrap this up, because you're allowing people the opportunity to deal with grief alone, as well as a network to deal with the grief with others who have also experienced it. And so that is the reason I really wanted to have you here on Nine Lives, because people handle grief differently. And some people want to do self-help, and some people want to have a support group. And you kind of provide both of those things. So that's wonderful. Can you tell my listeners where they can find out more about Wolfie's Wish?
Yes. Thank you for asking, because I would not remember. So we have our website, wolfieswish.com, and you can download a love letter template there. Also find lots of resources should you want a grief group. But I also encourage people to go to Instagram at wolfies_wish, because I post a lot of content there, including some of the cards and prompts to think about. I just love the community and interaction there. It's a really positive place.
Okay. So it is Wolfie, Wolfie, wish, wish.com. I wanted, in case you guys didn't know how to spell it, that's how you find her. So if my listeners just kind of searched an internet search for Wolfie's Wish, would they find you?
I think so. I hope so. I'm working on that. That's all down to SEO, and it costs a lot of money. But there's actually an S in there. So it's Wolfies.
Oh, sorry.
no, that's okay. But we should be clear so they can, they don't have to get frustrated. And maybe one day we'll come up as number one. But yeah, right now you have to go to the site.
Absolutely. Well, that it has been so helpful. There are some other things that you do. Do you want to talk about your music or kind of briefly give us a little bit of insight to the other things you do?
Oh, thanks for asking. Yeah, I never get to talk about that. So my whole life, I've been a harpist, and then I became a singer and a DJ, and I've kind of got this like whole wedding package down, and it's excellent. But what I've started doing is I started going back to school for clinical musicianship, and I really want to study how to help animals in palliative care and help humans grieve using the harp. And there's actually a science behind it. And I'm so excited to be back in studying that, like applying what I know so well in a therapeutic aspect. So that's kind of where things are headed. But yeah, you can check out my YouTube channel if you want to hear some Elton John covers or what else is up there? Gangster's Paradise on the harp. You know, it's fun.
Well, definitely check it out. I just am fascinated by that. And I appreciate your time just recognizing that pet loss grief is real and sharing your experience with others. So just thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me to talk about a difficult subject. I enjoy your podcast so much and I appreciate you devoting some time to this important topic.
Thank you. Also, I want to thank my amazing producer, Mark Winter, because he makes Nine Lives happen. And to my loyal listeners, you guys are awesome. And we are so happy that you have decided to give us some of your time to learn all about cats and how great they are and how awesome it is to be a cat lover. I want you all to go out and have a perfect day.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.